See, sometimes in life, these motherfuckers take your kindness for weakness. So sometimes in life, you just gotta blow their motherfucking faces off.
Remix!
How about Gucci? How about Bentley?
Touch this motherfucker. Nigga, pedigree ain't pure enough for this. Nigga, you can't multitask, nigga. Y'all niggas can't multitask.
Hey, yo, you know you can't do the remix without me. Don't nobody talk shit like me, bitch. Check it out.
Boy, your money and my money ain't the same damn kind. I could live your life and my life at the same damn time. See my riding out money, that's your buy your house money. I got that I could build a mall right by your house money. Hold up. Say you got that 550, you talking about that Benz, nigga?
Come on.
Say I got that 550, I'm talking about them M's, nigga. All black Phantom, white seats, yeah. I killed them, bring them white sheets. Say, ooh, I think she like me, cause I caught me backs like white tees.
Time and times, people, fortune, force. Same damn time. Double XL GQ vibe source. Same damn time.
Nigga, you don't let that shit that's in your lame ass rhymes. Y'all on woke or sleeping giant. Now the game back mine.
I'm privileged drinkers, baby.
Yo. That was a long ass intro.
I'm privileged drinkers,
but,
baby.
Yeah, unprivileged drinkers are back. We are
down.
Yeah. We are down one man this week, but.
Again.
Yeah, we won't let him stop the show. This week, introducing is your boy, Dirty. Reese, I guess we'll see you next week.
I think so.
For sure. Hey, look, man. Shout out to Rob and Nick.
Yeah, congratulations on y'all.
Congratulations
on y'all
getting
union.
Married.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, actually, I believe.
Yeah, right. The second. Yeah, I believe that's the day.
The third. Oh, they got married on the second?
Well, today's the second.
They got married today.
So the third thing, I was wrong.
Well,
yeah, they get married Saturday.
I'm not dumb.
Oh, yeah, get married on the third. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah, so.
And Reese. He's missing in action again. That nigga, he must got money, yo.
All right, first of all.
He sits up here.
He does.
He travels a lot.
We're not going to use that. That shit right. Ass. That is horrible.
We thought you deleted that.
We thought you found something new. That was bad.
I thought I was traveling out of space or some shit, man. Fuck.
But before everyone introduces themselves, I just want to tell you what we're doing this week. Last week, we started a series where we talk about the first drinks that people first go to drink or the first drink that got them drunk. We did Dries last week, the other guy or TikTok guy or whatever you want to call him. We had Screwdrivers. This week is Dre and myself's turn.
Captain.
My bad. My apologies. Captain. But.
And Dirty.
Captain and Dirty. But I'm Dirty and to my left. Turn your phone off, yo.
I'm gonna sign your pity on the runny cat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dink, aka Pooty. I'm give y'all a quick quote. Sippy tie on my clammy D's. And.
That's how you watch that fucking movie.
I watched it like a lot. Like,
no, it's that one the last time.
It's been a while since I watched it, but like
Sippy Town, the clammy D's.
I'm gonna go watch that, man.
Watch your mouth.
Hey, Sadate.
Hey, Sadate. Man. What does it mean? It's whatever you wanted to mean.
I feel like Sadate is like copacetic.
What? Hey, well, call me down on the panties.
be careful over there.
Sorry, you pity on the running kind.
Be careful who you look at when you say shit like that.
I think he looked at the right person.
All right, I'm gonna pass this to my guy on the left.
Drinkers, baby.
It's your boy, Tim underscore slime.
Say it right or don't say it at all.
Gunshot. I needed a gunshot to that. Dumbass. Fuck.
That's not a gunshot, though. That's
not. It really is not.
It's the gunshot.
Cocking it back.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The fuck?
Are you high?
No.
I don't know if there was helicopter or gunshot.
I don't know either.
Not yet.
But we're going to pass it also to the front of me.
Look at me. Sure. Look at me. Sure. I'm the captain now.
I'm privileged drinkers, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Happy birthday. Oh, yo.
My happy birthday, damn. Calvin.
The man is introducing himself.
God damn, Dre. Damn. Damn.
Wow. Damn. We just had 40 Kyle walk in.
Son of a boy.
The day is his birthday, apparently.
Apparently.
Happy birthday.
Surprise to him. Happy birthday, 40 Kyle.
May you work that $40 as well as you've ever worked it before in your life this evening.
Thomas also just walked in. What's up, Thomas?
Oh, I didn't know.
That's tea time.
I didn't know who was behind me. Paul.
The fastest fat man I've ever seen in my life.
He not that fat. I'm just super slow. Like, that's all it is. Like. He couldn't beat a fast person. No, you can't.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
You can't even but beat this yourself. You can't fight yourself out of a plastic bag. You talking about beating somebody in the race.
That's how funny.
There's your captain speaking. Put your seatbelts on. Prepare for takeoff. We'll be flying at a cruising altitude of 20,000 feet tonight.
20,000.
We're going to die.
Reach just showed you motherfuckers flying at 36,000. You talking about 20,000.
Out of 20,000.
We need more energy than that.
We're flying around 20,000 tonight.
20,000? Oh, why are you acting job. Weird?
Listen, Captain Winter Soldier.
We're going to go for a hell of a ride, man. We're going to be turning sideways through buildings and shit downtown.
Oh, no. So you trying to.
Hey. This motherfucker think he Iron Man.
Listen. We just had a new 757 put on the runway today, so I'm trying this motherfucker out.
Where is your runway located?
on Crowell Street.
On Crowell.
So everybody stay away from Crowell.
On Crowell.
Do not put that in your destinations.
Yeah,
yeah. You got to be fucking tripping.
I'm going to fly the shit out of this fucking plane. And also, we have here with us tonight, to my left.
Yes, sir. You got 233s in the building. I'm here.
TikTok Drees! Let's go, Drees.
Tickety-tocky Drees.
Oh, and I want to say this because I didn't say it when I first introduced everyone. Well, before the introductions, Taste Testers for the Hood.
But Suburban Safe.
Thank you. Hey. Thank you.
I was in unison right there.
It was.
That was good.
I love it.
That was good.
I love it.
And I must say, we have another guest down here. He's been down here for since he's been here, since we started.
Oh. Rel, the beer guy.
The
beer guy.
Love to see him.
Always a pleasure.
There's somebody else here, but we don't care. It's just Ed.
Oh, yeah.
He started looking around.
So did Ed. He started looking around.
Is this champagne, Ed?
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mr. Bubbly.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
That's not a good name.
Mr. Bubbly. That don't sound
Mr.
too good,
Bubbles?
Man. Mr. Bubbly.
Mr. Bubbles. Sound like he's trying to
Mr.
Raise.
Bubble Guts.
Bubs. He Bubs from The Wire.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's bullshit. A bad joke.
Damn, he doing drugs, too?
That's a bad joke.
He doing drugs, too?
I mean.
No hard drugs. Just
weed. That's a quick way to lose all that fucking weight you got on your ass.
And he eats crack, literally.
Ooh.
I see what you did there.
Ah.
I see what you did there.
That's funny.
I see what you did. Damn. I see what you did there.
Wow.
But.
Disclaimer. I don't go around just eating ass. You gotta be
Wait,
special.
Who the fuck gave you a mic?
First of all,
I want to know
who.
I'm plugging that.
I want to say this. He doesn't go around eating ass, but also no one drinks after him. So
yeah,
take that how you want to.
Yeah.
Nigga,
you
mean
the captain?
Yeah. All right, so before we start anything off,
my mouth is clean.
Yeah, no, you're a foul nigga too. But go ahead.
I feel like the first thing we should do is have a shot of clock.
Shot o'clock!
I'm sorry, drinkers, baby.
I told y'all motherfuckers to pour up 15 minutes ago.
You did?
I was hype over the song.
No one.
Anybody want to mention what we're taking a shot of? A shot o'clock.
Drees is in your hand right now. Why don't you take care of that?
Huh?
Never mind.
What?
It's
what?
Called Redemption.
What?
Redemption Rye Straight Whiskey. Redemption Rye Straight Whiskey.
That's it.
You can't read it.
That's it. Like, I thought it was something more to it. Like,
that's all to
it.
Say?
What's the bill on
Redemption.
That? Anybody know how much it is? Just for the, you know, our listeners.
Mr. Bubbly.
The bill was too high when I paid for it.
Because he brought like 6 bottles of fucking Bel Air Rosé with it, probably.
He can't count because that's 3 cups.
Oh, hell no.
I got the T-Pain. You know, T-Pain is his go-to drink.
He got fucking portable
could have read it, though.
God, T-Pain is his go-to drink. It's his birthday.
Oh, 40 cal T-Pain?
So I figured I'd look out for him.
God damn it. Damn. You ain't never going to have a problem buying that shit because it's cheap. Yo, if that's what you like.
$11.
So you drinking it with him?
Fuck no.
I can't make it right now.
I mean, you have to.
I don't have to do anything.
We would love it if you
did. All I have to do is be black and die.
You ain't black. Well,
I hope we do.
So we all poured up for the shot?
Are we all poured up?
Yeah, we are. Everybody poured up?
Are we all poured up? Even the guests? Are we all poured up?
Pour y'all shots, motherfuckers.
This shot Islam. That should be stuck in my head.
Chill.
That's my shit.
We're drinking whiskey right now.
Whiskey is rye whiskey. What is it called?
I thought
you read it. You could have read it.
It's a redemption. Straight whiskey. I mean whiskey.
Rye whiskey.
Straight rye whiskey.
Dunskin.
My fault.
It's 46% alcohol. 92 proof. I've never seen a 92 proof.
Oh, this shit is strong.
Red Dead Redemption. That's what we calling this.
I like it.
Aging the new charred oak barrels.
Grand Theft Auto without the auto. Would that be?
Pass that to the beer guy, Dunston.
Does it tell you what it's supposed to taste like? Because what something is supposed to taste like and what you actually taste is going to be two different things, especially if you got COVID.
Anything.
All right, everybody poured up. God damn.
We poured up. Y'all ready, Tim?
Poured up.
All right. Shot of clocks.
Drinks up.
Wait. And happy birthday.
Happy birthday to 40 Cal.
Hey, like he said a couple weeks ago, the name says it all.
Name speaks for itself.
I'm privileged drinkers, baby.
I ain't shot it.
Wasn't bad.
I sipped it. I ain't shot that. Tommy talking about tastes better than what it smell.
Damn.
Yeah, Thomas is the smoker.
What does he smoke?
He's the weed. He's the He's the weed head. He
smoke
weed
crack,
head.
Don't you?
It's Sims.
Yo, y'all not gonna call Thomas Sims. No, that's Sam's. Sam. It's Sam's, dickhead.
From lean on me?
That's not funny.
That's a bad joke.
He called this nigga still.
Oh, man. That's fucked up.
It ain't true, guys.
Good.
Oh,
Brother
man.
Dirt, continue.
Oh, yeah. So, fellas, how was your week? Anybody? Who wants to go for last?
Damn.
I go first. My week wasn't bad. I didn't really do nothing. I'm at work.
That's it?
Because we don't drink like that during the week.
We had nothing else to do.
Yeah. I ain't played a game or nothing. I just chill.
Yeah, I started a new show this week.
Weirdo.
Why don't? That's a
lot. What's the new show?
Because we chill.
That's all we get.
Peaky Blinders.
That
wasn't even funny, though.
It was.
It wasn't. Peaky Blinders. I don't know.
That sounds like a fucking porno. That's an old school gangster series. I remember that.
It's on Netflix. That shit all that. It's only 6 episodes a season, but it's real good.
It's an hour and a half long.
Peaky. What? No, like 50 minutes.
All right, you just want to be weird.
Good show, though. Like, I mean, but, you know, I was off this week. Spring break, so I ain't have much to do. I ain't do much, but except that. So.
You didn't drink at all?
No, I don't drink during the week. I tried not to drink during the week, and I did pretty well. I did well this week. Didn't go to the gym as much as I would have liked to, but. Should happen.
Lame Drew.
I think he said that. I think he said that with a little aggression.
Don't blame me. You could walk to the gym. We actually walked to the gym from your house before.
And he fucked my whole day up. We supposed to go to the gym at 8 a.m. We got there at 1. We walked there, worked out, walked back. I had no energy to do anything after that.
That's a good day.
Who the fuck? To who?
Everybody.
Who the fuck is not? Shut up. I ain't got a microphone now. Saying shit like that.
Anybody else?
Well, my week, you know how last week I was saying, like, I've been so tired, I miss home. I just found out it paid off because I'm number 10 out of 400 people in the nation from my job. So, put all that work in, paid off.
Let's go, Drew.
It made my week easier this week. You know, it was still hard, but gave me a little motivation.
It's For sure, for sure. Congratulations.
Congrats, Drees. Thanks. Congrats.
Unprivileged Mr. Drinkers, Centos. Baby.
Mr. Centos.
I still don't want that title.
That's what they call the hard workers, man. Remember, I used to work there, so they call the hard workers Mr. Centos. Yeah.
In the rental side?
And all that shit. Oh, when you work hard, you making the most money, or you making some of the money.
Don't tell them that. Don't tell them that part.
When you're doing good, when you're doing real good and very exceptional at the job, they call you Mr. Centos.
Yeah.
What about you?
Call you Mr. Ass Licker.
Hey, well.
They say you're exceptional.
How was your week?
It was all right. Kind of slow. I feel like this week went real slow. Like, it took a while for us to get to this day. And I actually look forward to recording with you guys and being here. Can y'all stop laughing and giggling and shit, man?
And guess who's not laughing?
You know, and I appreciate that, brother.
Yay! Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, my week was whatever. It took forever, and I ain't do nothing. So, who the fuck else want to go next?
I apologize, yo. I'm sorry.
Except for me. I'm out of it.
Everybody went.
I apologize. I love you.
Yeah.
I do agree with you. This is your captain speaking.
Oh, Jesus.
While I let my co-pilots fly this plane.
We're not on that plane. Sorry.
He talking about autopilot.
Yeah.
It's co-pilot.
Autopilots, my co-pilots, so are you guys. But this week, I do agree with you, Pootie. This was a slow-ass week to get to this day. It was really slow.
I'm going to keep real with you. I enjoyed it because I was off this week. I wanted it to last as long as humanly possible, and I feel like it did that.
Make it last. This week I've been teaching my son how to cook. Made some gourmet dishes, a salmon dish, a chicken dish. Work was work. Of course, I have another funny story to tell about one of my customers and found out what type of things they were into.
Okay.
Can I say something first? I think you got the same question I got.
I'm kind of scared.
He said funny story to tell. Whenever they been funny?
that was my question. My thing was, he said my customers. They're not your customers.
So I get to this one particular house, and it's like a family that lives in there, so... I hand a pack. It's like three brothers and a mom. So I hand a package to one of the brothers, right? And the mom was like, "That must be for Amari. Those must be his sex toys again."
Whoa,
that's funny.
That's like, funny. Huh? That's funny.
She was like,
I guess that was a funny
story.
She's
like, "Those packages must be for Amari. Those are sex toys." I was like, "Huh?" She's like, "Yeah, Mr. Melman, my son,
Mr. Melman.
He has a sex toy toy business online. It's Amari's fetishism, Amari's fantasy, or some shit like that." I was like, "Okay." She's like, "Yeah, I'll hand you his business card next time I see you." I was like, "Okay."
Did you Google it?
No.
Wait.
He ain't Google it. He ordered some shit already.
You didn't say no thank you?
He ordered some shit.
I was just like, I was in shock. Like, all right. But, I mean, sort of not really. He
Googled everything.
Like,
it's
her oldest son, I believe. He looks the oldest. Yeah, he got to be the oldest out of them. And looking at dude, you can just tell, like, cool boy. You just tell he might be into some extra shit. Now, I just hope it's with... You know,
Before you say
anything else, keep it real. You ordered a pocket pussy.
I'm gonna go on there
for the right price. All
right. I'm gonna go find out what my man has to offer. Online.
If it's like $15,
you
that's
find
your,
out
that's
what
price
he
range?
Has to offer.
Well, his toys.
Shit.
Heard that
too. Pause.
There's nothing you can't come back from that. I want you to know
somebody
that.
Here uses a cock ring.
All right, so it's perfect. It's perfect that we ended with how his week
but
went.
But I wasn't finished.
Oh Jesus!
And God. Because I did have something to drink this week.
Oh, proceed.
I actually did have something to drink this week. During what I call Wet Your Whistle Wednesdays, and what I had to. Why do you keep?
So Wet Your Whistle Wednesdays is like each day of the week, all of us do a TikTok, individual TikTok. So Wet Your Whistle Wednesday, Wet Your Whistle Wednesdays. You had what?
The tongue twister?
A little bit.
Future fumble,
the Junkin Master.
When the moves at? That's how we hit the moves.
I'm drinking.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just wish we had a, it'll be coming soon, but if you guys could see him, he does this thing called the stanky leg when he's dancing. Oh,
he gotta be the corniest pilot ever.
100% agree. Oh, that's a fact.
He does this dance he does with one leg.
How do things work out after that night?
Whoa.
When we're at the Alibi. Okay. In Georgia, when you seen the stink leg. How did that stink leg work out afterwards?
You don't want to talk about that story. that stinky leg became stanky.
That was the only thing that was stinky.
Literally.
Exactly. You don't want to talk about that. You bought that shit up, though. Well, it's a good thing that we stopped on him. Because,
On to the next.
Like I said, well,
in this series. Tacos were amazing there. That truck that was
I already moved on. You don't have to try to throw us off. I did that for you. The fuck? It's good that we ended on him because this week we'll be getting into his first go to drink first. But before that, let's go to the shot wheel, Dries.
Yes, sir. We're going to shot wheel. So last week we did the names first. Do y'all want to do the shots first?
Yeah. Yeah, we can switch
and
it up.
Do you want to be the surprise shot or you want to know what's on the wheel? No. Surprise. All right.
Well, spin. I guess you guys want a little suspense, I guess.
Fuck, I don't. Right, well. I got a feeling it's going to be me again.
Right now, we're doing the shots first.
I got money on
Drees. See this bag, the brown bag.
We doing bets again.
Money on Drees.
Uh-oh.
I got dollar on Drees.
You better not hope it land on you, because the shot is Jameson.
Shit. Dollar on Drees.
Dollar on Dink.
Nah.
Now the names. If it land on, since no Grand Reese is here, not here, we won't. The beer guy. Going
beer
to guy
is taking
it.
A spot for if him this week.
The beer guy
or CP.
Oh, it's his birthday. Yeah.
40 Cal can be a part of it.
So the name. Go ahead, Dirty. You can read the name.
He can read.
No. Some days.
Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
Ain't that some shit?
Can I get my dollar?
Jameson. Yo, that's what I said. And it's Jameson. You don't have to worry about it now, Dink.
Thank God.
You really don't like Jameson.
No, I had a very, very bad experience with that shit, dog, and I don't like it.
Shots.
Cheers, fuck it. Good job.
Do I get to do the whole joint?
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah, yes. Hold on.
Damn!
It's a shot.
Tell him,
damn, deep throat.
That shit is horrible.
It is. I'm telling you, it's the I can't stand that.
But
shit,
a lot of people love it.
A lot of people do.
Jameson.
I don't
mind it.
My wife's girlfriend.
That's damn sure, but it ain't that.
My wife's girlfriend Val. She loves that shit. I can't stand that Jameson. Shit.
It ain't the worst though.
I don't. That shit is nasty to me.
Well, we know what the worst.
That's the upgrade from Rand Nephew. Anything's an upgrade from that.
Ugh. Yeah,
we got to stick with the brand. We got to stick with the whiskey. Rand Nephew is just in a league of its own.
Total league of its own. That shit on another planet.
That's a bad prank to play on somebody. Like that's a bad April Fool's joke to play on somebody. That shit is disgusting. But that shit is too. I can't fuck with that.
That shit ain't good.
Jameson is bad for me.
But Cap, let's get right into it. What you got brewing over there?
This week, as Dirty talked about previously, we're going into our series of what we first remember getting drunk off of. I had quite a few things, so I just had to make a choice. I had a conversation with my cousin earlier this week, and we had quite a few things that we got drunk off of. But I chose the Bacardi Limon and Moosehead. This probably is back in 2004 or 2005, I would say, when I actually started drinking. We used to just, any day, summer day, Saturday, drink a bunch of bullshit. But I honestly, now that I think about it, this Bakari Limon wasn't bullshit. Like, this is actually like when we actually got, I guess, a pay week, because we was drinking shit like Jaquin's vodka, Uncle Evan Williams. I think what's that? Uncle Evan Williams is a whiskey, I believe.
Man, it sounded like y'all was on like welfare back then.
Yeah.
So you saying like
we had it bad, man? Oh, Bacardi 151.
This is one of the first things you got drunk off, right? You say it was a few things. So you saying like the first time you got drunk, you were drinking like mixing and everything, or
no? We always drunk straight alcohol.
I'm saying
with
like
beers.
I'm saying like you had the say you had the vodka, you had the rum, you had, or you just it had like just that day.
Well, this particular day, I actually so the story I told last week. I believe it was last week when my cousin told me to stop opening up the van door. That was last week, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that night, even last this was one of the things that I remember drinking. This Bacardi Limon and the Moosehead Lager, which, like I said, I didn't know no better. Honestly, I might have been around 20, 21. We don't condone underage drinking. But, yeah, this is one of the first things I got drunk off of. And, like I said, the only thing I really remember was getting really drunk. I was headed down South Street. I didn't make it to South Street. I got sent back home. Any of those familiar with the Island area, shit, I made it probably three blocks up towards fucking on Kimball Avenue up to where Central High School's at. And my cousin pretty much turned around because he told me to stop opening up the door. It was a summer night. I was fucking hot. I would not stop opening up the fucking slot and van door. And he was like, "You open up the door one more time, take you fuck back to the house." And took him back to the house. And it was because of the Bacardi Limon and the Moosehead that apparently I had too much of. So we're going to get right into it with the Bacardi Limon. We're going to sip it. We've all had this before. And we're going to pop the top on the Moosehead. And we're going to sip up.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Reese, what's up, man?
Yo.
Shit, man.
Hola.
Yo.
No
all
problem.
I heard was you going to sip
hola.
Up.
Hola.
Oh, my.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. Komai.
Komai style, my friend.
What the fuck is you talking about, dude?
I don't know. I was going to figure it out along the way.
Hola.
Hola.
Komai estas.
Komai estas. Tingo K. Albania.
Por favor.
That means where's the
please what?
That's the only way I can get out the class in high school.
I know. The main thing I know in Spanish is
dirty ass William Fay.
That was actually Roman. It's funny.
How many drinks have you had, my friend? Uno, dos, tres. Cuatro, cinco.
Oh, see your house back.
Yeah, see your house. All right. It's probably more like 29.
How many is that? How many is that?
17.
I'm going to keep real with you. It was funny. I didn't know what it meant.
I think it's 29. We've been drinking. We did the little yacht party today. So we're doing a little white party now. So we've been drinking all on the yacht, and then we're back here drinking it for the white party
now.
Money.
Drinking what?
Huh?
Drinking what?
I don't know. They calling it a fucking Tokyo tea, but it's I don't know how to fucking pronounce that. They saying it so fast.
They drinking one of my favorites.
Definitely no Tokyo tea.
It's definitely not a Tokyo tea. Definitely not. It's not as strong as it at all, but it's
might,
good, though.
It might be a Mexico tea.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Where the bitch is at?
Not there. Just say not there.
They were. Hey, Reed, they were wherever the tequila is.
Yo, it's plenty. Well, only nigga down here that's single is Sammy, so. I don't know if he's knocking him down or not, because he ain't here, so I don't know the fuck he at.
Knocking him down, yeah.
Let's go, Sammy.
Right. He keeping it live for him, because, you know, B ain't here. B, this nigga, I thought he was going to be down here, but he had to go to an interview in Miami at the Fountain Blue. They offered this nigga the job. He's thinking about moving to Miami now.
Security guard? Yeah, TP, you could go a long way, my man.
This motherfucker took trips to Miami so much, he said, hey, you want to work here?
Damn.
Right.
He didn't duck
real
in
shit.
Miami like that, okay.
Oh, I'm taking the
right
soon then. Fuck it.
Right, that nigga down there now, so he's still living his life out there. But I ain't even talked to him. I just know they offered him the job.
Damn,
I don't know what the fuck Dirty got to offer in Miami. He ain't got. What the fuck is he going to do? Drink?
Right. So what y'all niggas drinking, man? What's up?
Do
you want me to tell the jokes about you?
Well,
shut your dumb ass up.
Go ahead, Ken.
We just gotten to what I used to get drunk off of. One of the many things that I used to drink, telling the story, you know, reiterating when I was drinking back in the day, told the story about the van story about the South Street night. My cousin turned the van back around, but I was telling you and the rest of our listeners that Bacardi Limon and Moosehead was one of the drinks that I actually had that night, and which caused me to have too much of it, which caused me not make it down South Street and fuck with the bitches, which I was trying to do.
Smitty with the bitches.
I was trying to jump in somebody's car.
Right.
But, yeah, we was actually about to sip on some Bacardi Limon. I think everybody's pulled up now.
Yes, sir.
We're going to sip on this. Everybody's had Bacardi Limon. It's, to me, it's, fuck, it's I can't say it's a go-to, it's smooth. It's actually, it was a privilege to drink Bacardi Limon that night, to be honest, because, like I said, we was used to drinking Jaquins. Oh, shit. I think he's gone. Jaquins, vodka.
So we might as well just
Bacardi Superior King, rum and
Cancun service.
Yeah, you know, you can't.
Wi-Fi's gone.
Yeah, for sure.
But that was No Graham Reese, ladies and gentlemen. Checked in from many, many miles away. He's enjoying himself, drinking Tokyo teas at a white party for Rob and Nick's wedding. And we about to sip on this Bacardi Limon. Y'all ready?
Not yet.
Straight.
Not yet. Hold
on, not yet. Oh, we went. Oh.
Yes. That's what he used to drink.
He's a weirdo.
He was broke. I mean,
I was broke. I ain't never drink this bullshit.
But honestly,
you drank worse.
But, yo, Bacardi Limon, and what did we have? The Red Bull that night? That was tastes like a
Super Bowl. Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Oh, he back? Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah, I'm back. I'm back. Car drop.
Yeah, can't got no service out there.
Sound like Aguilar.
That's funny.
For the Eagles. For the Eagles.
For the Eagles.
Yeah,
for
not
Eagles,
for the Eagles.
For the
Eagles.
Yeah,
not for the Raiders.
Not for Vegas.
Hopefully for the Patriots, too.
I'm curious to hear everybody's review about this when we sip it. I want everybody's honest review. All
right. Let's
Yeah, he said he drank it straight.
Hey, no Graham Reese. Make sure you got a glass in your hand and some liqueur.
What's so much?
You got a drink in your cup?
You got a drink in your cup?
I don't, because if I go in there, I ain't going to be able to hear me. These motherfuckers loud. They got all these speakers around.
Sip o'clock.
I had to step outside.
Sip o'clock.
Drinks up. This dumbass.
Drinks up, baby. Let's get it.
Drinkers, baby. Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
I mean, that's what he
2000 vibes. 2000.
This definitely
yeah,
not some
2005.
It's definitely not some shit you drink straight.
Yeah, it's 2000.
You drink this straight? This is nasty straight.
Yo, you know what you gotta try it with? Coca Cola.
No, thank you. Lemon.
What, Bacardi Limon and Coca Cola?
That don't even sound good.
Yeah, yeah.
I never had
you know
that
what?
Before.
You're absolutely right, Dre.
I never had.
I may have had it, but
great aunt. That's how she drinks it.
I'd rather you say like Pepsi or some shit like that.
Well, yeah.
Well, Pepsi with the. Either.
No, I prefer Pepsi.
Pepsi's more sugar. I would prefer Coca-Cola.
Nah, I'm a Pepsi man.
I'm a Coke, man.
That shit gave
literally.
Me an instant headache.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. Fucking instant headache.
That's Bacardi Limon.
Yeah, he said something that he said.
I saw a joke the other day. It was fucking hilarious. What Coke is better, in a can or in a bottle?
Oh.
In a bag.
Facts.
Well, it speaks for itself, in my opinion. But I can go first.
The bag?
No, the Bacardi Limon. It tastes like it's a quick fix, straight up. Like it really does. If you have too much of it, which I had that night, my cousin turned me back around. I didn't make it to South Street. Like if you drink too much of it, you're gonna be fucked up. Like
for sure.
If I had to rate this, honestly. I would give it a 6. Straight
really?
Up.
6.
Yeah. Because I like
Bacardi
citrusy.
Limon straight up?
Yeah, yeah. I like citrusy drinks. So.
That's low for if you like citrusy in the citrus.
Yeah, but like, I don't like it like that no more. I like to mix it more.
You're not the Bacardi.
Yeah,
rum.
I'm not the Bacardi
you're not
the rum, guy.
You're not a rum.
Yeah, I like that bazooka flavored with the Red Bull and the Bacardi Limon.
Yeah,
I like it more mixed now instead of just drinking it straight.
Okay.
Yeah.
My palate has matured. Before I was, we was all, fuck you.
We all came
we
from
all
bullshit.
Was coming from just
from
trying to get drunk as
bullshit.
Fast as possible. Tim Slime is still in that same fucking wave and vibe right now. Just
he's still immature.
Yeah, he's still his power's still mature because he told us like he tells us all the time.
Wait,
trying to drink as much as I can, as quick as I can, so I can get numb.
Listen, my power immature. You want to drink 211. You understand this, right?
To drink. When have you seen the 211 in front of me?
You want to drink it, right? Did you want everybody to try the 211?
For fun of it, fuck it. Why not? Yeah.
That's immature. That's my point.
It's not immature.
Yes, it is.
I just want everybody's honest opinion on what it actually tastes like.
No, thank you.
But hold on. You're one of the guys that agreed to drinking it. So yes, yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
When Bart said he agreed,
said if Bart would drink it, he would.
Technically agreed. Then
when the last time you seen Bart?
Yeah, y'all
two episodes ago.
That's true. I think that's when you said it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I just want to get everybody's honest opinion on. Of course, we're not going to have a fucking case of it in our fridge. No, nobody's going to just sit up here. You're not going to entertain guests at your home with 211. If you do, you're a fucked up individual for that because all of us get paid more than the drinks we got. It's just for the aesthetics of your home, it's fucked up to have 211. In your crib, like just like a bunch of it. Like,
what's your favorite word now?
Yes.
That ain't it, bro.
Yeah, that ain't it.
That ain't it at all.
You can have one, but you can't have
one. Yeah.
What?
I'm talking to the fellas.
Maybe
shit.
One. But you can't have. Imagine taking photos for the gram and all that, right? And it's a bunch of 211 peaches, raspberries, whatever the other flavors are. What the fuck is these niggas like? God
if
damn,
that's what you want to.
I mean, yeah, you know what? Because. Honestly, you being very judgmental at that point, which you really shouldn't be. So, teach his own.
You drink 211.
I mean, it's just a bad look as far as like.
You either broke or you're an alcoholic. There's nowhere in between.
But what if you like the flavor? See, what I'm trying to get through to y'all is, what if you like the flavor of it?
If you drink,
I feel like
but if you drink
honestly, if you honestly like it.
Think about it. If you drink real shit, you won't like that flavor, honestly.
We're drinking a Truly, which is a mixed cocktail seltzer right now. What's
the
difference?
To be honest, I feel like you really like one of these flavors.
Yes.
I feel like you've had one already.
You really
like one of these flavors. And you want one of us to try the shit.
I got a scenario for him. You like eating ass, right?
What?
You ain't walk around eating every ass.
What?
That
doesn't even make sense.
Yo, please take his mic. Dirty, we agreed that I'm not getting my mic back, right?
Anywho.
Thank you. The fuck up.
That's why we're all. We all have agreed that you are the Ed, easy dummy.
Easy dummy.
We all agreed on that. So,
hey, no, Grammar, we had to unplug his mic. That was dumb.
But
I didn't. But back to
back to the ratings.
Back to the ratings.
Back to the ratings.
This bullshit.
Two, three, Drees.
Yeah. So I told y'all before, like with the Bacardi Limon, I had a bad experience. It was my first time getting my cast off when I broke my arm in college. So I had to celebrate and all that shit. That same
you
night.
Drunk this?
Yeah, it was open bar. So
I can understand. Back then it was
open bar.
Was
so open bar, I'm like,
it was like
give me that. It's my first time. I was depressed because you know it was my last year in college of playing football. I was depressed because my fucking broke my arm and shit.
Okay.
So it was my first. I got it off. I'm like, I can play again.
I'm at the road, fellas. They calling me in here to take a picture.
Go ahead. Hey, have fun. Get drunk.
Yeah, I'm going to get back at y'all.
All right. Bitches.
But yeah, I had a really bad night with that shit. I took overboard. One of my best friends got shot that night. And I don't fuck with it since then. But since tasting it again, it's not as bad as that night. Because that night gave me bad memories. I never tasted it since we did that bazooka shit. Mm. But I gave it a 6.5. It's better than what I thought it would be. Tasting it again because I thought I would never drink it again, but right. I drank it again and give it a 6.5.
So you did 6.5.
So 6.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna give it a 5.5. The reason being because we agreed that 6 was like the recommendable number, right? So I don't want to recommend it to anyone, but I don't think it's so bad where if you have to drink it, you can't drink it. So I'm cool with 5.5.
From that point, you might make mine go up a little bit more.
Yeah, like I don't think it's like,
but it's still nasty.
It's not really good. But if you have to drink it, go ahead. It's one of the better drinks if you don't have to drink it. But I'm not going to tell you like, oh, you got to try that Bacardi Limon. Fuck that.
Yeah, I don't think I would say
that. Mixed, I think you should.
No, no, mixed. If you want to try the bubble,
we're drinking it straight. That's what I'm saying.
Bless you.
Come
back
now.
To me when y'all too fixed. Because right. Reading the back of this label, I know exactly why my palate
is so for me, Bacardi Limon has never been my favorite, but if it's around, I won't shy away from it. So, I give it a 6.
Fuck, I'm gonna drink the whole bottle, man, if you had a long night.
And you're right. You're absolutely right. If I had a long night, a long day, and that's what's in front of me, I'm gonna drink that shit.
I just took the shot of Jameson. What would you choose, the Jameson or the Bacardi?
Bacardi.
Yeah,
Bacardi,
me too.
Bacardi Limon.
You're a fucking liar.
No, I wouldn't. I'm not lying.
I would too.
I'm not lying. Y'all can test me. Y'all can test me throughout the week. I won't touch that fucking Jameson. I won't. That shit is, like I said, I had a very, very, very bad experience with that shit, and it's just something I won't fuck with. But that Bacardi Limon, it's not terrible, but I don't. Like I said, I won't shy away from it. So I give it a 6. Like, and it's, I can mix that with something. That Jameson shit, I don't know what I'm mixing that with, because that shit is
for
your liver.
I can see ginger beer.
That shit is terrible, man. I don't fucking like it. Like, keep ginger that beer. Bullshit away from me. Like,
but you got any more shots of Jameson?
No. He answered for him. No. I know you wasn't talking to me. I answered for him.
He does not.
I'm mad he had that shit in my house, but
that's funny.
Like I said, Bacardi Limon, I give it a 6.
I was hoping to land on you.
I swear, man, I'd have quit this joint. Like,
you would never talk.
My podcasting career is over with.
Not close. I wouldn't have quit the podcast, facts. But I'd have walked off this episode. I wouldn't have.
This shit is over.
Yeah, Pooty would have been cut short. Slime.
Shit nasty. It's a foe.
It's a foe. It's a foe.
That shit trash.
Foe.
I'll tell you, Cat. Foe. Straight. Foe. Straight is trash. I don't like it. I would say mix, maybe you bump it up more, but as a straight drink, it's trash. It's a foe.
So how many of us would prefer a mix now? Everybody at the table.
Everybody prefer a mix.
Everybody would prefer the shit.
What the label say?
So. No.
It's a recyclable.
Flammable.
Recyclable.
All of our pilots have matured, you know, since way not back yours. When. All right, so the label reads, rich, intense flavors. Bacardi Limon is expertly blended for an intense fruit flavor to create refreshing cocktails. Add to punch or alternatively mix with coconut water, your favorite soft drink, or juice.
Mm, so it's made the mix.
Because they know it's not good.
So, aha! It's not meant. It's not meant to drink straight.
So this is what y'all did.
This is my
and
question.
And that's what we did.
So is it more of a liqueur then?
Nah, it's too strong to be a liqueur.
It is too strong to be a liqueur.
Yeah, nah. It's liquor.
Yeah, it's too strong to be a liqueur.
But it makes sense why
but
he would ask
would make
that question,
more
though.
Sense for it to be a liqueur.
That's what I'm saying. It's telling
it would
you.
Make more
it's
sense
clearly
it
telling you don't drink this shit straight, mix it. That's a liqueur.
It's a Limon.
Say Limon. No.
All right. So,
it's a Limon.
I teed a good job reading until that. All
right.
Took all that good read he did back.
So, wait.
Because the end look like an R. I know what it is.
I know you know what it is, but you can't be a captain talking shit like that, yo. All
right, no, but it makes perfect sense, though.
You are no one's
none
captain.
None of us really. I mean, I can. It's tolerable and palatable to me to drink. I give it a 6, but it's meant to mix. And that's just what it is.
Yeah, right. For sure. Right. Absolutely.
It's tolerable and what?
Yeah, he definitely made up a word.
Tolerable?
Palatable.
He made up a word.
Palatable. Spell it.
I mean, it sounds good.
What does palatable mean?
Palatable?
Palatable.
What does it mean?
Like your palate, right?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
What does it mean? You just said yes.
It's the action it's, word no, no, of palate.
No. Let him explain. What does it mean?
The fucking adjective of palate.
Grab that lime juice. Grab that lime juice.
I'm a
drink. No, the lime
but
juice.
What does it mean?
The lime juice.
Pretty much, it's like kind of like you know, you said something's barely mentioned.
My bad.
Like,
it's palatable.
Like, it's mentionable. It may not be a favorite thing, but it's worth mentioning. You get what I'm saying?
So it's mentionable.
Yeah.
It's
palatable.
It's palatable.
So it's palatable. Last week we introduced a segment called Dirty Facts. Let's get into that
right for sure.
It's palatable.
Get that Dirty Facts.
It's not horrible. Right, it's so palatable.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Well, it's worth drinking. All
right. All right.
Is not worth drinking.
What's the
if definition? You don't have it.
He make up words in a dictionary all in one.
Bro, he just gave 8 different definitions for it. Yeah,
he said.
Lamore.
Somebody call Webster.
Lamore.
It's a Lamore.
Hey, Drees, palatable is not in the Urban Dictionary.
Palatable.
Palatable is not in the Urban Dictionary.
Palatable.
Is it the captain's? The book of captain.
It's not even on Wikipedia.
The book of captain / Mr. 211.
He got his own lingo.
He got the captain's dictionary coming soon.
Oh, my God. All right, so.
I wonder what asshole's bonnet.
All right. So we're going to.
The dirty facts. Something that many people may not know about Bacardi. They own a few
palatable Bacardi brands.
It's more than
they palatable. Own a few palatable brands.
They own a few palatable brands. It's more than just
sense.
It's more than just Douce.
According to Captain,
they own Dewars. They own Bombay Sapphire. They own Grey Goose.
Shit,
and
that's three terribles.
I'll give anybody $5. They can guess the last one.
Cardi B.
What? No,
they own Cardi B.
Because Cardi B was
named at the Bacardi.
Yeah, but she switched the B to the N.
Cardi B is owned by OnlyFans.
Obviously,
what?
But,
Cardi B is owned by Offset.
Dirty, give me whiskey. What? What is it?
I don't want to.
That's
give
giving it away.
Yeah, that is. I'll say this. People like it.
What's the first whiskey?
No. Jack Daniels.
Wrong.
Whiskey.
No, people like it. That was the
Virginia
that was
Black.
No, I didn't say it was a whiskey.
Virginia Black.
I said people like it.
Something we drink.
Something that people like.
So we don't drink. It was something we don't drink.
And stop Googling.
Don't say shit. Don't say nothing.
Wait. I'm thinking.
No.
Tell us, pork.
I'm trying to think of the shit people drink.
Was Jim Beam? Was listening.
Crown.
Wrong.
Well, Jim Beam was made Canada. Right?
I definitely know what it is, man.
You know now. You look it up.
Not Jim Beam?
It's not Jim Beam.
You just looked it up. You hype as shit.
It don't count. All right,
so what is it?
Crown Royal?
Patron.
Shit. And guess how much they paid for it.
So hype.
How much?
$5.1
billion. God damn. For the name.
Yeah, not stupid. Patron makes a lot of fucking
more
money.
That's smart. They way more.
Okay. It makes money, though. That's a good buy.
Because of Bart.
Bart
is a fact.
Because of Bart.
Fucking idiot.
All right.
I mean, well.
Jackass.
Chill. That's
asshole.
Chill. That's his roommate, yo.
It's your friend.
I bet he sucked the shit out of it.
I bet you I stabbed his ass.
I bet before you stab his ass, he'd kick you in your fucked up hip.
I bet you he'd get 20
All right. Well, then you win.
All right.
Then you win.
See? Bullets work.
Hey, Dirty, I'm going to leave that alone.
Go on.
Can I say something?
What?
CP here, baby. Shot o'clock.
Shot o'clock.
Shot o'clock.
Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
Whatever you want to shot.
I'm gonna finish this Limon because this shit nasty, but it's in my cup.
I still got some Limon in my cup.
All right, shot o'clock. CP. 40 Cal.
What did he say?
Again.
CP, do what it do. You know what the
happy birthday. May you use CP. That $40 wisely.
God damn, you going to keep saying that shit, man. You're a wild boy.
We did do
a GoFundMe earlier today for.
So you got way more than $40.
We did do a GoFundMe.
We did do a GoFundMe for
that's
the cow.
Funny. That's funny.
All I can say is
you ain't got no mic. Shut the fuck up.
I draw a form up and say we're gonna have a good time.
So, following up on my. On a series of what you can remember that you first got drunk off of, I would follow up the Bacardi Limon with the Moosehead Lager, which was, I believe, one of my top 5 game day beers or beers.
I think it was beers. I think your beers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't.
Whoa.
That's funny.
Wow.
Go ahead, Cap. Can you please just go on with your story?
Anyhow.
Yes.
Anywho.
You.
Anywho.
Thank you. Please. Thank you.
I don't really think I really have to do too much explaining of the Moosehead. It's one of my top five favorite beers. I really enjoy it. And that's what I followed up the Bacardi Limon with. And I actually, from drinking back in the day, this is one of the things that I honestly still drink to this day. Moosehead Lager. You can always find it at my bar in my home. Somewhere near me. So,
so question. Did someone put you on Moosehead or just like something you saw and said, okay, I'm going to try this?
No, my cousins. See, I learned how to drink from my older cousins that, you know, I found the Bacardi Limon from. Like, when I was drinking with them, they was drinking Bacardi Limon, Moosehead, what I say, Jaquins Vodka, Uncle Evan Williams.
God damn.
And they taught you how to drink.
Moonshine.
They taught you how to commit
moonshine.
Suicide.
Corn liquor, too. They was drinking a lot of corn liquor, a lot of moonshine in the jar. The jar, regular moonshine.
Hey, I want to say.
Regular moon. That's why my alcohol level, I mean, my alcohol tolerance level is as high as it is.
And you know alcohol what? Level is 0.8.
I want to say, God bless your heart, brother. Cause you
that I'm still alive, right?
Yeah, you came a long way.
God bless your liver that you can still drink.
Hey, Cap, God bless your alcohol a little boom. Alcohol in the
Captain Dictionary.
Add that to the Captain Dictionary.
I'm not even going to attempt to say
in his dictionary, that means
my
too much.
Make sure it's palatable.
It makes sense.
Ask a tootaloopy.
Ask a tootaloopy. So, you got some shit you say, I tell you.
With that being said, without further ado, we're going to sit up here.
I'm sorry. Before we take a sip, I want to know, at what altitude are we right now?
30.
We can't be at 20,000 because you can't.
We're not at 20 no more.
We got to 30 pretty
good. At 20,000, you hitting the building.
You know what I'm saying? We still haven't gone through Dirty's drink, so I'm pretty sure we're going to reach 40 tonight.
Oh, shit.
Are we going to reach it? Shit.
I definitely forgot about that.
Talkamundo.
Not Telemundo. Talkamundo.
That's something.
Hey, look. Hey.
You know,
hey,
right
Pooty,
now.
Hey, Pooty, just fuck that Perfectamundo.
yeah, you damn right. That is some trash
right now,
there.
Captain is talkable.
Yeah, I should have been in that mood.
Yeah, you know it's hot today. Yeah, you missed that. Yeah.
Yo, press the button. Preston, where's the button? The dumbass button.
Go to.
There's the dumbass.
There you go.
And he pressed it on himself.
Right. That's good. That's very good. It's very good.
So as Kat was saying,
baby.
Moosehead was his beer that he followed up the Bacardi Limon with, so.
And like I said, this is something I was drinking back then, and it has stuck with me until this day. Drink up. Drink up. Drink up.
Drink up.
I hate Tim.
I don't like it. How are you not going to?
I don't like it.
He's never been a fan of this shit.
I never like the Moosehead.
This is definitely one he's never
liked.
He's never been a fan of it.
He don't even like Stella's.
So are we allowed to do that, though?
I was about to ask Slime that question. Would you prefer this or Stella?
Stella.
And I know you hate.
I prefer Stella.
And he doesn't like either.
Yeah, I'll take Stella over this. Okay. I don't like Moosehead. I really don't like this.
I know, but.
Yeah.
No. In
Dos Equis.
Water.
Dos Equis number one.
You want it?
You got it. Drip it like water.
You want it? I got it.
He's breaking a rule.
So I want to ask you a question though. I know you said you
a series of what you used to have back in the day.
Right. But so I was going to ask you
can't
a question.
Do that.
It's something that you and Reese used to drink, a while ago. I was like a teenager then, but. I remember the shit.
Budweiser?
No. I had
listen
Budweiser. I've never had the shit, but I remember you guys drinking the shit. Honey Brown.
What the fuck is that?
Man. Y'all used to drink that a lot.
What's
I've
that?
Never
yeah,
had it
man.
Before.
We got
what's
something.
That?
We got
y'all
something.
Used to drink.
Get, but, it's a real heavy-ass lager, man.
But the smile honey that came Brown? Across his face when you said this
listen,
shit.
Listen, I remember honey him, Brown. Reese, and I forget
it's
who else.
It's extremely heavy beer.
The y'all real, used to drink that
bear
shit.
The bear guy have it?
It's a beer.
I'm talking about the bear guy. Did he drink it?
I don't remember Rel having it.
Shout out to my cousin, Javon Levisor, who I used to drink with back in the day, the Bacardi Limon and the Mooseheads. I also picked up Honey Brown from them back in the day.
Okay. All right.
That's another one. That came after the Moosehead, but
okay.
Yeah.
But I remember that name. That's why I had to ask you about it because
I used to bring that around every fight party.
Listen, I remember y'all used to fuck that shit up.
Can I intercede, sit up here?
I got a question about it. Is that like a wheat lager almost or no?
I don't remember. I know it's honey in it. It's very heavy.
It sounds like a wheat lager to me.
I see wheat lager's heavy
because it's heavy.
I see it all
me
the
and
time.
Dirty had a wheat.
It come in like a brown box,
yep.
Like literally,
yep.
A brown like moving box, like a regular just boring ass brown box.
But no,
it's honey brown on it.
It's different. They have it at ShopRite. It's in ShopRite all the time, yo.
Is it yellow and brown now?
It's yellow and brown. Yes, it's yellow, white, and brown.
And it changed the color of the box.
It's yellow, white, and brown, and it's big as day, honey brown.
So I'm gonna have to. We're gonna have to, maybe if somebody, whoever's going next week on our series of throwback drinks, which you know remember getting drunk off of, and you used to one of your first drinks. If y'all don't mind, I'll buy a case of maybe a 12 pack if they have it. We don't need a case.
I'm going on Sunday.
And to do what?
I need bubbly. I'm 2 bottles in already. I need bubbly.
So if y'all don't mind, can we try that as well? Like doing our series of throwback drinks. I would like for y'all to try that.
You fucking up with me like not actually drinking beer, but you know, I do it for the sake of my folks. Man.
Like I said, I've always been interested.
I forgot a good one.
I've always been interested in y'all drinking that shit. I remember that shit. Like I remember sitting in front of y'all in front of your house. And y'all would drink that shit.
I was stuck on that shit for a while. I wouldn't buy nothing else.
Y'all would drink that shit.
I love it so much. I put Moochie on and Pop.
Buy
they used to love
me.
It too. They
buy,
used to love Honey Brown.
Buy something for me this weekend.
All right. I actually need a case of beer, so I might just buy
it. They sell it in a 12 pack. It's right on shop right, yo.
Yo, that's. I mean, I gotta give my review on it now, but I used to love it back then.
I've always. Wanted to know what it tastes like.
You can't drink a lot of them. Like, you just maybe, you drink three of them, you going to feel like me about to have a baby probably. It's really heavy, man. It's like a heavy-ass beer, man. It's really heavy.
Damn.
It is.
It's not a football
Sunday beer if you want to keep drinking beers. I will say that about it, like, because it's like just almost not along the lines of an IPA, but it's damn near there, man. Like, you know how you can't drink a bunch of IPAs
watching the
game? It's almost there. Not quite. It's just really heavy.
So y'all never had that on a football Sunday?
Yeah, but I wasn't drinking too many of them.
Like two at the most?
Probably three, because that was like my max when I was drinking them. So football Sunday, okay. Team lose, you just like, fuck
you
it.
Fuck.
Yeah, you just fuck it. You just, yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Just give me another one.
Yeah. Hit me.
And
hit me with your best shot.
All right, so.
So what?
It's time for another dirty fact.
Dirty.
Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
Brown? I got that, yo. Dirty fact.
I've never. I've never heard of
that. That's a good
Brown,
joke, right?
So I don't. We need that in future episodes. But
Dirty.
Moose.
Shut the fuck up. You ain't got no
you
mic,
need
to
watch.
You want to shawl shaker shook?
He definitely ain't say shookin'.
Shaking like I shook.
Shaking up.
Pour up, Captain. Don't be scared.
Only reason I say because it's
not. Okay.
All right, dirty facts.
Dirty facts. Dirty. I know exactly where you're going. But Moosehead is the last
of the Mohicans.
Essentially, yes. It's the last distillery in Canada still owned by Canadians.
Wow.
Everything else, like, and it's number.
So what about Crown Royal?
It's number.
You said distillery, and that's a brewery.
So my bad, brewery.
Oh.
I think it's like the number three, like.
Wow.
It's number the third brewery, like, it's top three for sure, but it's the last one still owned by Canadians.
No bullshit. No.
I didn't read the Canadian lager. I got a customer on our route.
Lager?
He must work out of town during the week because every Friday, this guy works for Verizon. He must work out of town some fucking work. He grabs two boxes of moose heads. That's all he drinks. Two boxes. He gets them every fucking weekend. He He drinks a shitload of beer. Nigga, don't look like a bad shape beaver.
You probably like Canadian bacon, too.
Canadian bacon is not right, bad. So,
that's funny. That fucked up his own thought process.
Canadian bacon. Canadian
bacon.
It's not bad at all. Canadian bacon is actually good.
It tastes like ham for real, but all right.
Dirty, so. I mean, we went through Captain shit. Like,
right, time for the dirty drink.
The dirty.
Try to get down and dirty,
you
baby.
Drinking.
Wait. You got to do it, Slime.
That's be a bar. Drinking dirties.
You got to do it. You got to do it.
Getting down and dirty.
Dirty.
I bust that nigga ass right now. Hey. I get my entry this week, so this is worth it.
No, we gonna get this one.
What? Bust your motherfucking ass, boy. I ain't no motherfucking joke. Know who you talking to? Over your back. You know what I'm saying? I fuck you up right now.
OPP.
Yeah. What?
Tell that nigga dirty. He ain't saying nothing. Fuck him.
I'm the one man on me. They showing. I never been tookin' out. I keep MCs looking out.
I'm telling Jenkins, baby.
So, if you've listened to previous episodes, I've probably told the story before. At this point, I honestly don't remember how the story went, but my first go-to drink was Long Island iced teas. That's funny.
Right.
Long Island iced teas. I was at a bar at Real's. A wing spot we used to go to. It was a wing spot we used to go to.
One of the best frozen drinks
at
ever.
At the time, wings were like 25 cents a piece.
Before they were hot.
No. So. No, I wasn't.
I wasn't there when it was 10 cents.
I was there with 25 cents. 25 cent piece. You used to get like 40 wings, 30 wings. Like, just get a bunch of wings. You're not gonna finish them, but you get them anyway.
That's when the lemon pepper wings with the shit.
Oh man,
your breath be smelling like shit. But goddamn,
lemon pepper garlic.
They put so much butter and lemon in them.
I never get that. Wings was so satisfying.
No, I like the honey hot,
especially if you.
I like the honey hot too.
The honey hot.
I definitely love the honey hot. Honey hot and the Cajun they had.
Going there.
Dumb three.
Not sober.
Some wing spot.
But back to the drink real quick.
Like, yes, back to the drink. I'm sorry.
We sat at a table. Maybe it was maybe like. At least eight. Yeah. No more than like 11 or 12, but like at least eight. And I was at the head of the table, and the seat next to me, that's the first drink she took. She said, I'm going to just go clockwise. I'm going to just go counterclockwise with it. So. Reese is sitting to my left. I say, yo, I don't know what to get. And he said, I mean, Long Island iced tea. Like, try that. Like, it's not a bad drink. And I heard it before, and everybody else got beers. So at the last second, I just said Long Island's. And this was my go-to drink for years.
When she actually was it a frozen one or the
right
one?
She did not. She just gave. She just bought. No. But
the frozen one hit different at Real's.
That's the frozen. The one I have was frozen. After that, they asked me if I wanted a frozen or not, but she didn't ask that first time. She just gave me a frozen one. That was my with a cherry on top. Oh my god!
With the lemon in it.
That shit did not get any better. That Long Island hit hard.
I never got drunk off of one Long Island. That was a fucking Real.
And number one was like $7.
Yep.
You must never went to the hood bars then you get drunk off of Long Island.
It was all bullshit.
Today,
stop going to Fridays for Long Island's then.
Only Ed do the shit like that.
But
you go to a hood bar, they fucking.
Nah, they still don't get sick. You'll be on and sick.
Because the liquor's cut and there's bum juice.
Yeah. Facts.
We went to tender test one time, and I said, I'm never coming back.
Because Long Island was bullshit, right?
It was like nothing.
I never had a strong Long Island other than Real's.
Y'all go to the old head. That's the old head Jones. Tender touch. That's the old head Jones. You gotta Abe, go to. You gotta go to Young Jones.
I remember that.
They try to throw. They throw the oops for you.
Abe was in that bar for less than 5 minutes and got picked up and left.
Hey, oh, that was that. Hey. Yo, that was that night. I remember that night. What was we there for? We were just out, and he.
I remember that night. He came out.
He didn't stay long. I remember.
He was there for less than five minutes. He had that drink.
And
was like, yo, come get me now.
Well.
Tend to touch, man. That's for 40 plus.
He didn't even touch a bar stool. He didn't even touch a bar stool that night.
Stood on his hands and feet.
But for those of you who don't know, Long Island iced teas are basically like a they're the scrapple.
Everything in there.
They're the scrapple of liquor.
Ew.
Just put everything in it.
It makes sense.
But so it's made with rum.
Scrapple's good, though.
It's made with rum, tequila, vodka, gin, and triple sec. So that's a lot of shit to buy just like offhand. So I just got the pre-mix drink. Largo Bay, I was told that's the best one out of the bunch. So
Shout out to Aubrey.
That's what we're drinking.
Total Wine, sugar.
I need you to find out a dirty fact.
I already have one.
About a Long Island because
already have all
one.
Of them.
Already have one.
No, I'm saying, but all of them aren't made with gin. I want to know the authentic way to make a Long Island. All
I think
Long
the
Island.
Authentic way
the
is
authentic
with
way
gin.
Is with gin.
It is with gin. With gin, yes. Yeah. Because I'll tell you that. Come from on, out of all the you're trying to drive the wrong ship.
No, all of them aren't made with gin. Like,
no, no, you don't have to make it with gin now, but but that's over time. Like, you don't have to make.
So, you ever look at a menu like they
but
all
honestly, but you don't have to make anything with the exact ingredients anymore. Yeah, like you just put your twist on it. Like if you don't like rum, don't put rum in
rum
it.
It's as simple as that. I'll say this. I watch Ed order probably like 100 Long Island.
So, all right,
and every
like
time
this.
It was yo, no gin.
Hold the gin.
Always hold the gin. Always hold it.
But so he likes gin though.
It works. Right, no sense.
Yo, why don't we remix Long Island? Why don't we remix one?
How
we can
with Grandly and the tequila.
That's just making it top shelf.
And organic vodka.
That's tequila. Oh, it's like so like ocean.
Oceans.
All right.
And like Snoop Dogg's gin or
that's called a top shelf.
Wild Roots organic gin. Let's do all.
That's
an
top
organic
shelf,
one.
Bro. You didn't say that top shelf.
No, but they're not organic. It's not. You've never had an organic.
So you say
you're
making an organic drink?
An organic
saying.
Long Island. That's what I'm saying. It's top. Right, because technically,
that would be a
Wild
good idea.
Roots,
but
I don't think it's top shelf because it's only $20 a bottle. But
not
it's
a bad
great.
Idea.
Still top shelf.
No, so I understand what he's saying. He's saying let's mix all the.
Organic.
Set up with the bullshit.
No, not
put the good
not,
shit in it.
Yeah, all the shit
but
that
we
fuck with. All the shit that we fuck with. Like, you basically said Gran Leyenda and the Ocean's Vodka and whatever rum that we all fuck with.
And Indigo, yeah.
Mix it.
Or Wild Roots.
Mix it all together and do our own little
Long Island. With the triple sec and caramel liquor.
Unprivileged ultimate Long Island.
This will be in our recipe cool. book.
Yeah, for
coming
sure.
Soon.
Yeah, well, there's one of them. Yeah.
Coming soon.
Yes, sir.
But,
so, let's... Let's sip it and give our ratings real quick.
See, the only reason I'm not going to agree with this rating because it's already bottled.
Sure.
The only reason I can't really
sip a club.
I'm currently drinking.
Cause I've
baby.
Had some damn good Long Islands in my day.
Shout out CP.
Hey,
40 Cal.
Drinks up.
Listen, for me, like this is not like a real Long Island. It's not like. Heavy on the because usually Long Island's I had is heavy on the gin.
Yeah.
It tastes like nice and smooth, so I give it a 8. You know what I get out of this? I taste fucking Pepsi from this shit.
Yeah,
I taste Pepsi.
It
don't taste like a typical Long Island. It don't taste like one. It's not as strong. I definitely
you
agree
think
with that, Dries. I don't get liquor. I don't get liquor. And you would taste the liquor in there and shit be like strong and like, damn, I'll be fucked up. But this joint like nice and smooth. So I give it 8.
I don't really taste like it's not a lot of alcohol in there. It's like 15% alcohol and 30 proof. So it's like a mixer almost like.
So what's your rating for it, Captain?
I mean for juice,
it's not nasty, but it's
not
like
nasty. It's just
something that's gonna get you fucked up.
Yeah, it's not gonna put you where you want to be.
Well, you don't really know till you like drink it.
I need a handmade Long Island.
That's true too.
For lightweights, it's perfect. I'm not a lightweight, so.
So what's your number?
So, what number would you give it? You're not a lightweight, so, like, be honest.
You a vet.
I don't like it for what I'm looking for.
So what's your number?
4.
Right, cool. That's right. Cool. That's cool. Yeah, I say 3.
We didn't ask you.
Brother
we took
Dirt?
Your mic.
Brother
so,
Dirt?
Again, I would say. If you're going to get a Long Island at a bar, it'll probably be better than this Largo Bay. But pre-mix is not that good. So 5.5 again. Wouldn't necessarily recommend. No. 5.
It's not that strong.
Yeah, it's juice for real. But I wouldn't recommend. I don't want to recommend this. I don't think it's on the borderline of necessarily recommended it. But if you had to drink it, you wouldn't be in bad shape. So 5.
It's recommendable.
Like honestly, like if it was like a if it was like a freeze pop, if it was like a freeze pop, like that's how
it would be better.
That's okay, if it was a freeze pop.
I see, yeah.
Like
that makes sense. That makes sense. Hey, yeah. I actually like that.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Shut up, Ed. You're in the background.
For me, I never really cared to have a Long Island.
I love regular Long Island's made.
Thanks.
You finish?
No, but go
ahead. Like regular.
I really want to talk now.
I know, but remember, you said that shit was annoying last week, and you just did it to me. But that Long Island shit, I'm not. I never was a big fan of it. I ordered it because it was like something to order. So for me, I'm probably with Dirt. It's either a 4.5 or a 5 with me. So
solid.
I like my drinks straight. I don't really want nothing mixed with it, for real. All my drinks, I want all my shit straight. I don't want nothing else.
I'm the opposite.
I think you said that before, though.
Yeah.
So you're a bitch.
Like, I
dicked whole bottles in literally 15 minutes.
Dicked them literally?
That means something wrong with you.
That was the good times.
What is your problem?
No, you have good times doing shit like that.
That was the good times.
You have good times. You have good times doing shit like that. And I've had that.
The best nights are the ones you can't.
I've had good times and bad times doing shit like that. So it's like, you mean? But like I said, for me, I'm not a, you know, a mixed drinker guy, and I still don't like gin. Most of us, a part of this podcast, have become gin drinkers, and I'm still not.
You don't like the Wild Roots that has the grapefruit in it.
It's cool, but I'm not.
He likes Empress, though.
I do, but it's not. I'm not a gin guy. I'd rather drink vodka than gin.
Jeez.
They ain't catch on. They don't hear on TikTok.
They don't be on TikTok.
Yeah, I'm like totally lost. But
so am I.
Wait, because I have something to say, but when y'all finish, give y'all ratings.
Like I said, four and a half.
Back off.
Could
you say two?
4.5, 5 for me. Slime?
For me, that's a burp. But for me, this one's not that strong to me. So I'll definitely give it probably like a 4.5, 5. I don't remember the name, the one that my brother buys, 2-3 Fine.
Yeah.
That's a lot stronger than this one. And that one I would give like a higher rating to this.
It's probably cheaper too.
It is cheaper.
Captain Morgan.
No, it's not.
It's not Captain Morgan.
It's
different type of brand.
But it's stronger where you can taste the alcohol. This one, you don't taste alcohol. So I would say this mixed with something would be good. But this one is solid. So I'll give it a 4.5, 5.
It's brown.
It's like a brown label on it. Yes.
It's old school.
And it got a lemon on it.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And that Long Island is pretty good. But
what's one?
Montebello. Let me see the bottle.
I don't even know what Montebello.
Yeah, that is stronger.
That is the one fine by. Yes, it is. Montebello.
I never knew the name of it.
And that's Montebello. The Long Island he bought. That one is stronger, and I think that one good. I really like that one.
Yeah, exactly. I had some good
juice.
Nights with them joints.
That's a good joint.
That's
a good joint. That's a good joint, yeah.
But look, what's the proof on that?
Is that higher?
That's the one I drew.
And Cap, that's on $17. That's a big box.
Yeah,
it's a fucking liter.
Cheap. That's the Magnum.
Cheap John.
Some you don't use, but whatever.
Cheap John. real quick. I will put that in my bar. Real quick.
Real quick.
Drinkers, baby.
I would suggest if you're looking for a mixed cocktail, honestly, and you want to get straight to the point, somewhere where they know how to make it at, I would suggest a Long Island over a lot of things, from the simple fact of, like, unless you're drinking a Manhattan, like, that's just, you're getting straight to the point. But something with some more flavor to it. This has rum, tequila, gin, you know, triple sec. If you get the right person to make a Long Island iced tea, that's what you should be ordering if you're looking for, like, a mixed up well cocktail.
Definitely.
Honestly. Like,
I 100% agree with you.
Yeah, like if you, especially starting off as a starter drink.
Neither.
I ain't gonna say a starter drink. That shit was the express drink. Ain't like, give me
you. You looking for?
So as a starter drink, you put like cranberry vodka and some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, that's not a starter drink.
Like so a starter drink with more.
This will be the next step up then.
When I used to go out a lot, it's like we don't get the Long Island. The fuckers like get us there instead of keep buying the same.
Finish that sentence.
Fuck us up.
Fuck us up.
Yeah, there you go.
Like the Long Island, the ones going like
so beginning, intermediate.
Yeah, this expert. This is intermediate.
So what the fuck
Manhattan,
is
Manhattan would be expert.
I agree with that. Intermediate.
You
are. There we go.
He's right.
What?
Dirty. That's probably the best shit you said.
The Manhattan landmark is the best Manhattan I've ever had in my fucking life.
Amen. Amen.
Yo, you tripping? Well, no, my fault.
My
fault.
Fishbone Grill.
No.
Bonefish Grill.
No.
Fishbone Grill.
The best Manhattan. The best Manhattan. Redstone, motherfucker.
Redstone, that's it.
Redstone, motherfucker.
I had it, but I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
No, well, I had
that
it.
That means you had a wrong one, motherfucker.
The
Manhattan at Redstone is a bad bitch right there.
You supposed to say a bad mother and somebody can say that to him.
No, I'm going to say it my motherfucking self. That's a bad bitch right there.
All right, beginner, intermediate. Expert, go over it, you know what I mean?
So, beginner would be cranberry vodka, intermediate would be Long Island, expert would be a Manhattan, if you want to go mixed drink.
Disagree.
But, oh well. But,
he's the youngest, so he doesn't even fucking care, to be honest.
We're going to wrap it up with a dirty fact. The fact about Long Island is, despite its name, there's no T in it, obviously, but it wasn't actually invented in Long Island, New York. It was invented in Long Island, Tennessee,
which is a
neighborhood inside of a city.
Unprivileged drinkers,
I forget the city at the moment, but it's a neighborhood inside of a city. It's a guy called Bishop
Tinsdale.
Close enough.
Bishop Ridley. That sound good. That definitely sound good. I don't care what you say. Bishop Tinsdale sounds like a good ass name.
So yeah, like it's a town in Tennessee. They actually came up with the Long Island Iced Tea. There's a guy who claims that he invented it 50 years later, because the drink was made in the early 1900s. It wasn't first published until the 1960s or 1950s, and there was a guy in the 1970s that claimed he made it up in all Long Island, New York. I don't believe him. Fuck him. His name was like Buddy or some shit like that. Like, yeah, he on some shit. But, yeah, Long Island, Tennessee. If you want to, so speaking of Tennessee, at the end of this month, we'll be there.
We will.
If you want to fuck with the unprivileged drinkers, you want to come see us, hit us up. We'll be in Tennessee.
I'll be on injury report. And if you can't meet us, we're going to be on live on everything.
For sure.
So, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook.
Yes.
Make Twitter? Sure.
Can we be on live on Twitter?
No.
All right. I'm going to find out.
But we can do voice memos.
We can do verdict.
God damn.
I don't want to be on
Reddit. I don't know about that.
I want to be on Reddit. But, like, I'm Privileged Drinkers. April 22nd. We'll be in April 22nd to the 25th.
To
the 25th?
We want to take a shot at that.
Yeah, so. April 22nd to the 25th, you can see the Unprivileged Drinkers in Tennessee. CWSpirits.com, UMP5 if you want to buy any liquor. To buy all the liquor that was featured on tonight's episode, CWSpirits.com, UMP5 is the code for 5% off.
For discounts.
Sugar Lane. We'll be at Sugar Lane. What is Sugar Lane? We'll be at Sugar Lane Distillery in Tennessee.
Yep.
DM us.
Yep.
April 23rd. So.
3 p.m. Yep.
Anything
tree,
else?
tree p.m.
I was saying that. Okay, shut up. I got it.
The bottle's on Samsung.
He won't even be there.
We got his cash app.
Y'all do. Shit.
Sugar Lane Distillery, April 23rd. Meet us there. DM us on Twitter, Instagram,
TikTok.
Anywhere.
TikTok.
No.
Shut up.
Hit us up if you want to meet the Unprivileged Drinkers. And again, that was us. Unprivileged Drinkers. Take us for the hood.
Especially for those of you in Tennessee.
Shout out to No Graham Reese, bro.
Drink that, but don't drink it all.
Drink it all. What? Yeah.
Hey,
drink up, drink up, drink up. Drink up privilege. And don't drink it all.
I started this shit. Is it the remix? I got my billies up. Fucking with the white folks. Now, I don't give a fuck, cause I'm richer than them white folks. Lamborghini truck, y'all ain't even seen it yet. Bought me Teterboro, just a ditty bumping Lamborghini. I'm hustling out of Harlem, Paulie Castellano. Bitch, I am a problem, I just bought the Delano. Pimping in my combo, bitches come in combo. Pictures of Christopher on my wall, all in my condo.
I'm privileged drinkers, baby.